Report: Hollywood power brokers back Biden, Elizabeth Warren ahead of debate. By BenQ on June 27, 2019. Major Hollywood donors are expecting a strong performance from former Vice President Joe Biden during the second round of Democratic Party presidential debates on Thursday. After being left largely disappointed by the performance of candidates who featured in the first debate on Wednesday, including frontrunner Elizabeth Warren. Deadline reports that following his entry into the race in late April, Joe Biden has consolidated his position as the Hollywood candidate of choice after raising $700,000 at a recent fundraiser, although Elizabeth Warren also remains in contention. "It's Joe Biden's to lose, Elizabeth Warren's to win, and everybody else's to try to get noticed," one Hollywood donor told the outlet. "Look, this isn't Democrats Got Talent, but it kind of is. People are watching to see who stands out and who they will be writing checks to." However, many Hollywood figures were left disappointed by Warren and all the other candidates who debated on Wednesday evening, placing greater pressure on Biden to perform for Thursday's second debate that will also feature the likes of Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and Bernie Sanders. Beto and Mayor Pete peaked early, another wealthy Hollywood donor told Deadline. "There was an attraction to their newness, but what the base out here need to know is, can you beat Trump and are you ready to be president on day one? Under that criteria, Joe has the deepest support, and a lot more people waiting to step forward for him if he does well on night two." Last month, Biden delivered a 20-minute speech at a $2,500 to $10,000 a ticket fundraiser at the home of HBO executive James Costas to convince Hollywood power brokers he is the man to take on President Donald Trump in 2020. "I guarantee you, if it's me, what's gonna happen is, we're going to see this country come together like it hasn't in a long time," Biden declared. "Because people are tired, they're sick and tired of what's happening. Let's lift our heads up. Again, not a joke, remember who the hell we are. And let's go take it back." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.